Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So watch out for that late model F-150s. While that is kind of top on Ford's mind, they're also dealing with a different problem. Ryan Burrow joining us now with more on this move away, Ryan, that we've seen from smaller cars, both Ford and GM, you know, focusing a lot on SUVs, and that's not sitting well with everybody.
Yeah, so we know that Chevy has kind of moved away from the Cruze. We know that Ford has ended the Fiesta, the Focus, the Fusion, and the Taurus. These are all compact vehicles that they saw some diminishing sales and decided to end those brands altogether. But what this new survey from Edmunds shows is that there is still demand for compact cars out there, and now those people who were loyal to Chevy, were loyal to Ford, and were purchasing those compact vehicles are looking elsewhere. They're going to Toyota. They're going to Honda. Other options for them, because a lot of these brands have dried up, and a lot of these styles have dried up, so they're looking elsewhere. Just to show you specifically, in 2016, 40% of Ford owners were sticking with the brand, meaning that we're going to stick with Ford, we're going to buy another Ford, we like it. That's down to 33%. In 2016, 57% of Chevy owners were sticking with the brand, but as of this year, only 45%. So we've seen declines there. 9% of Chevy Cruze owners bought another Cruze, and there are no more Cruzes available, so this will be their last one that they'll purchase. They'll have to go out in the market and maybe move to another brand.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, hey, what's wrong with the sedans? Where did all the sedans go? The only thing that's wrong with them is that it's harder to see around all these SUVs that are on the road now.
Well, we're a pretty fickle, purchasing group here in America, and gas prices may be fueling some of this. When they go up, people want the compact cars again. When they're fairly low, as they are now, we like our big SUVs. And people have been moving over to the crossovers, and that's one of the things Chevy says that they've noticed, is a lot of these people who were driving Cruzes are now kind of stepping up a little bit and going to some of these crossover vehicles like the Trax. And even some of their other brands.
All right, Ryan, thanks. It's Ryan Burrow joining us.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.